Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chaf. We are holding on daf Yutas Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about 8 lines up before the lines get wide. We are going to discuss. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Lishay and Elisha Venuman, Luzachus, for Shleiman, for Chaim Naftali Ben from Freda, for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya, and for Devorah Shira Chaya Bas Hinda Peril, Lishrol Ever, for Shleiman, for Soch Shar. So we left off in the two dots again, about 8 lines before the lines get wide. The Gemara is going to discuss receiving payment for building the dome within a building where they placed the Avodah Zarah. And you're certainly not supposed to help build it, but if you did, can you receive payment for having done so? Then the Mishnah is going to talk about making tachshitin for Avodah Zarah and also selling mechubar lekarka to Ovdei Kochavim, selling that which is mechubar lekarka. The Gemara, for some reason, doesn't even focus on the first half of the Mishnah, only on the part about selling mechubar lekarka. And that's going to lead us into the din of Lo Sechanin, because the Gemara is going to identify three separate halachos that are derived from those two words, Lo Sechanin, that a person is not allowed to give matnas chinam, chaniya bekarka, or even chain, even a compliment to an Ovik Chavim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how to interpret, this is going to be machlokas, how to interpret the pasuk about what to do with an avela. The Torah seems to give two options about what to do with an avela. So what are the preferences and what is one permitted to do with an avela meat? Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to have different cases where some very great people complimented the beauty of Ovdei Kochavim. And that is troubling on two fronts. It's troubling because of Lo Sechanim, you're not allowed to give them chain. And it's also troubling because what are they doing complimenting the beauty of women? How are they even allowed to look at women? And that's going to lead us in a little bit of a discussion about that, about the kinds of things that lead to your hurim that have to be avoided, like looking at clothing that is even when it's not being worn, or looking at animals as they are mating and what the heterim might be in different situations. And then in the middle of Amud Beis, we're going to have the famous price of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, upon which the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim is based. And then at the very end of the daf, there's going to be three different machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether you can sell almanas liktos. You could sell something that's attached to the ground, almanas, that the guy should be kotzeit. Three different machlokas. The Gemara is going to explain why we need three different cases where they seem to be arguing about the same thing. So let's begin. We're at the two dots. If you're helping to build a bathhouse or something, some sort of structure, and you get to the place where they put the idol, where they put the Avodah Zarah, if you built it already, you built that kippah, you're allowed to get paid for your work. Says more pshita, of course it's mutter to accept payment for the work, because that's only misham shevel dezara. And misham shevel, although there is a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva by avodas kochavim atzma, when does it become aser? Before it's even used, or even after it's only after it's been used for worship? Everyone agrees that by misham shevel dezara, it only becomes aser ad sheavdu, once it's actually been used in worship. So why would there be any problem with receiving payment? No, we're talking over here that a Yisrael makes the for an Ovid Kochavim the actual Avodah Zarah. That's what we're talking about, getting the payment. If he's only building the kippah within which they're going to place the Avodah Zarah, there's no issue of getting payment. That's only Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. But if he builds the Avodah Zarah itself, and the Avodah Zarah itself has not yet been Ne'avad, so that's what we're saying, that Scharo Mutter. So says that makes a lot of sense if you assume that Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Ovid Kochavim is only going to become Asur once it's already used in worship. So I can understand that I'm allowed to get paid for making it because it hasn't been used yet. But if you hold that Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Ovid Kochavim is Asur immediately, even before it's ever been used in worship, why in the world am I allowed to take payment for helping to build it? So says Gemara, Ella Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Lo Nitzrucha Ella B'makush Achron. The case is that we're arguing about is on the last hammer blow to finish the building. building. Avod Zchavim Man Kagarim La Gemar Malacha. What makes this an Avodah Zarah? It's only when you finish the job. Everything you've done prior to that last hammer blow does not yet make this an Avodah Zarah. Only when you actually finish the job does it become an Avodah Zarah. Ve'emes Havi Gemar Malacha B'Makash Achron. The Gemar Malacha is with that last hammer blow. So Makash Achron Les Be'Shav Pruta. How much do you get paid for that work, for that last thing, banging that last nail? Less than a Shav Pruta. For the whole project you get paid a reasonable sum of money, but they are banging in that last nail, less than a Shavu Pruta. So that's why you're allowed to get paid for making the Avodah Zarah, because you're not really making, because it's not actually an Avodah Zarah until the last little piece, and the last little piece is less than a Shavu Pruta. So says Gemara, ooh, Alma Kasavar Yeshna L'Skirus Metchil V'Atsof. What you see from here is that Yeshna L'Skirus Metchil V'Atsof, meaning there are two ways to view when you're getting paid $1,000 to build something, there are two ways to view how that payment works. You could view it Ein L'Skirus Al L'Basof, that you get paid nothing for all the work that's done up until the last moment, and then in the last moment, the last hammer blow, now you're owed $1,000, so that's worth $1,000. If that were the case, we'd have a problem over here, because that last hammer blow is what makes it an Avodah Zarah. You can't get paid for that. No, so what we see, the way we view it is that you get paid for your work as you go, and therefore, as you're adding value, you are owed the money. So the last hammer blow is Pachas Mishav Pruta, and that's why you're allowed to get paid. Tosos raises a question that seems to be a stira to another Gemara that seems to imply that Ein Schirus Mishtalemes El Lebasov, and Tosos points out a very critical distinction. The machlokas about Yeshel Schirus Mishtalemes El Lebasov or Ein Schirus El Lebasov is a machlokas about how we visualize it. When are you owed the money as the work goes, or are you only owed the money at the end? But everyone agrees Ein Schirus Mishtalemes El Lebasov, that the Schirus should actually only actually physically really get paid at the end. No one holds that as you're doing work, the balabas has to sit there over you, giving you a dollar for each time you do the work. Like, Rabbi Sachs likes to give the mashal, if you take a taxi, so now with Uber it's different, but if you take a taxi, they have the meters running. So you see that it's, okay, now it's another 35 cents or 75, whatever it is, as it goes up. But no one holds, you got to sit there with a roll of quarters in the back and just keep chucking him at the driver as he goes. Ein mishtalemes el lebasov. So if you only actually pay it at the end, but it might be a running meter. It might be that it goes yeshel schirus mitchila v'yatzof. That's the way to view the payment that one makes. The Tosos also raises a different problem that we're saying, oh, that last hammer blow is less than a shavu pruta. Says Tosos in the second to last Tosos on the page, v'im tov mikol makom halavu asur lihanos mei d'mei avol d'schav mafilu b'pachas m'shavu pruta. V'im kei nimtze isur m'urav b'scharo. You're not allowed to benefit from even less than a shavu pruta of Avodah Zarah. So the guy's paying you $1,000 for your work. Granted, that last bit that's Avodah Zarah is less than a shavu pruta, but it's included in your schar. So Tosos says very interestingly, Tosos answers that what would happen if you don't bang in that last nail? You know what would happen? The guy would come, he would see that, you missed the last nail, he'll bang it in himself, and he'll still pay you the full $1,000. He's not going to take any little bit off of the payment if you fail to do that very last piece. And therefore, we view it as if none of the money is actually coming on account of that last piece, which would mean that if the Metzius were different, if it would be the kind of thing where he'd say, you know what, $995. I'm not paying you $1,000 for that. Why don't you do it? You know, so then, or even if it's just, you take off Pachas Mishav Pruta from it, L'shita Satosos, you would have a problem. So let's see the Mishnah. Ve'inos and Tachshit and Avod Tzchav and Katos and Zamim and Tabos. You're not allowed to make jewelry for the Avodah Zarah, rings and these kinds of things. Reb Lazar Omer, B'schar Mutter, that you're allowed to, that Schar, or Schar Mutter, that you're, that's the Girsa issue over here on the side, changes to Schara Mutter, that the payment that you get for it is Mutter. Ein mocher lem b'mechuber l'karka. You're not allowed to sell to Ovdei Kochavim that which is mechuber l'karka. Aval mocheru misha yikatzeitz. But you can sell it once it's already detached from the ground. So you want to sell a tree to an Ovdei Kochavim, even though you're maintaining ownership of the land upon which the tree is, you're not allowed to sell the tree so long as it's mechuber l'karka. You're only allowed to sell the tree after you're kotzeitz the ilan. Rabbi Yehuda omer mocheru al menas lakutz. Rabbi Yehuda says you're even allowed to sell it with the condition, the understanding that he's going to be kotzeitz. Now the Gemara right away is going to understand that the issur of selling b'mechuber l'karka relates to the issue of lo sechanim, that you're not allowed to give chaniya bekarka to ovdei kochavim. The problem is that the Mishnah does not seem to distinguish at all between selling karka in, or selling mechubar lekarka in Eretz Yisrael and selling mechubar lekarka in Chutz Laretz. It seems to put them in the same category. Now, the issue of lo sechanim, lo sita lechaniya bekarka, that we're not allowed to sell real estate to an ovdei kochavim, that's only a din in Eretz Yisrael. That's about going into Eretz Yisrael and all the nations that inhabit Eretz Yisrael at that point. So the Ramban already asks this this question. The Ramban points out that it is Shitas Rabbi Meir that you're not even allowed to sell B'chutz Laretz, but we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. So why does the Mishnah seem to assume like the Shita of Rabbi Meir? So he understands that the Ramban understands that the Tana says Ein Mokla B'mechubar LeKarka, but he's so meich on what he's going to say at the end, in which case is Mutter, which case is Aser, which means that only in Eretz Yisrael it's actually Aser. Meaning, Tana's not explicit, but that's what he really means. That's how the Ramban, the Ritva, understand the Mishnah. So it's somewhat misleading. This is not talking about in Chutz Laretz, this is only in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Gemara Minani Mili. Where do we see such an iser of selling that which is mechubar lekarka? Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina da Amar Kra lo sechanim lo sitin lahem chaniya bekarka. Lo sechanim teaches you're not allowed to give them chaniya bekarka. You're not allowed to give them place to live, ownership in the land. Hay lo sechanim ibayle da achikam rachman lo sitin chen. Ask the Gemara, but wait, don't we already need lo sechanim to teach me something else? That lo sitin lahem chen, that you're not allowed to give a compliment to an ovid kachavim, you're not allowed to praise an ovid kachavim. So says Gemara, imkein lemakra lo sechunam, my lo sechanim, shema minatarti. The fact that it says lo sechanim instead of lo sechunam, where lo sechunam would seem to be something about identifying him as worthy of chen, so it doesn't say that it's lo sechanim, so that teaches us that there must be two limudim over here. But frankly, Gemara vakatim by le dahachi amarachmana, lo sitanem matnas shalchinam, that you're not allowed to give a free gift to an Ovid Chavim. So isn't that also what we learn from Lo Sechanim? How can we learn a third thing from Lo Sechanim? Im kein lemakra Lo Sechinam. Then it should have said Lo Sechinam from a Lashon of Chinam. My Lo Sechanim, Shema Minakulhu. So we're able to derive all three halachos. Now Tosos deals with the issue of which Ovid Chavim are we talking about exactly? Who are we not allowed to give Chaniya Bekarka, Chain, Matnas Chinam to? Is it anyone who's not Jewish, or is it Dafka someone who's an Ovid of Zar, is it Dafka the Sheva Umos that inhabited Eretz Yisrael? So Tosus points out in the third line, Tosus Stamad Milsa Mary Bekulu of the Chavim. But Vikasha, he says, if you look in the pasuk, the pasuk Lo Sechanim is clearly about Sheva Umos. It says Vinashal Gayim Rav Mipanecha Achiti, and it lists off the nations. Uksiv Lo Sichros Lambris Vilo Sechanim Vilo Sischatin Bam. So there are other Isurim in the same pasuk. What's Lo Sischatin Bam? Of course, you're not allowed to marry a guy. What's Lo Sischatin Bam? That even Begerusan, you're not allowed to marry them, even if they want to convert. So why? So you're going to tell me that that applies to all Gayim? No, obviously not. Obviously that only applies to the Shiva Umos. So shouldn't Lo Sechanim also apply to only the Shiva Umos? So Tosfos says a little bit further on in Tosfos, V'yesh lomar devadei b'kol hanachrayi ikataymer rabba, delomar tzinu l'ukminyon ela b'zayin umos, lo t'chayi kol nesham alak l'ukmi b'shar umos t'bedik, siv buvayulcha l'mas v'avducha. V'chein kiyos l'rabban, he says what you have to do is you have to look at each phrase separately and figure out if there are reasons why it can only apply to the Shiva Umos, or if there may be reasons why it should apply to other nations as well. So not all of the phrases are necessarily meant to be lumped together, that it could be that there are separate limudim for each one. Now the Isra of Lositan Lahem of Lositan Matnas Chinam is defined dafka as not Lositan Matana, but it's Lositan Lahem Matnas Chinam, that you're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam. What's the difference between a Matana and a Matnas Chinam? It's very often when one gives a Matana, there is some level of reciprocity that's assumed. You give a gift to someone that's a business associate because you know that's going to help in your business, going to help in that relationship, and it's something that you're going to benefit from. So that, generally speaking, all the posts are Mekel. That's based on Rishonim already, that they're Mekel based on that. That's how the Rishonim explain. The Rana Maseches Gittin explains when Rabbi Lazar was Meshacher his Eved, in order to be Mashlim a Minyan, he says, how is he allowed to be Meshacher the Eved? Le'olam Bem Tavod, you're not allowed to be Meshacher an Eved. So he says, no, being Meshacher an Eved, the reason you're not allowed to do it is similar to Lo Sechanim. You're not allowed to do something purely for him. But if you have some selfish motives as well, that you have something to gain from it, then you're allowed to do it. So he wanted to have a minion. He wanted to be mashlim a minion for himself. So that's why he was meshachar the eved. So that's why in most cases where you're giving a matnas chinam, it's not really a matnas chinam. In most cases, it's going to be mutter. It's rare to find the case where a Jew would want to give a matnas chinam and he's not allowed to. Because this doesn't even, tzedakah is not on this list either. I mean, if you're giving tzedakah, we're mefarasen aniyei yakum im aniyei Yisrael. So even if it's a guy you have no relationship with, but mnei darkei shalom, you have a bunch of aniyim sitting, on the street or by the subway or something, aniyei yakum, aniyei Yisrael. So you can give to all of them. Mefarasen aniyei yakum im aniyei Yisrael. So that's also not a violation of lo sechanim. Lo sitin lamchein is an interesting one also, though. Exactly what the gedra of that is. What are you not allowed to say? You know, in the nusach of Birchas Hamazon, of Kein Yivarech Hasanu Kulami Yachad B'Vrach Hashleim of Nomar Amein, Magen Avram writes that if there's an Ovid Kuchavim in the house, the bracha, the nusach should be Kein Yivarech Hasanu Kulami Yachad B'nei Bris. But he quotes from the Taz in Yerideya not to do that, because once you say Kulanu Yachad, so long as you're not Messiah B'nai Bris, everyone's already included. So to then add the word B'nai Bris is not going to be helpful. So he says, the Taz says to say, Osanu B'nai Bris, Kulanu Yachad, that you dafka don't want to make a harachaman for the Ovdei Kechavim. You dafka exclude them because that would be a violation of Lo Sitin Lahem Chein. So exactly where these halachos are violated requires some real limud to figure out what exactly you're not allowed to say and about whom and in what context. Says Gemara Vayter, Tani Nami Achi, Lo Sichanim, Lo Sitilem Chaniya Bekarka. You're not allowed to give them Chaniya Bekarka. Davaracha Lo Sichanim, Lo Sitilem Chein. Davaracha Lo Sichanim, Lo Sitilem Man Eschinim. So here we have a braisa that identifies all three Isurim that are derived from those two words, Lo Sichanim. Says Gemara, but you should know the idea of giving a matnas chinam is actually a machlokas tanaim, whether you are or are not allowed to give an ovid kochavim a matnas chinam. Detanya, because the Brisa says as follows: the pasuk teaches that lo sochel kol nevela, you're not allowed to eat a nevela. So you have an animal where you messed up the shechita, the animal's dead, but it didn't have a kosher for shechita, so that's a nevela. You're not allowed to eat it. So what do you do with it? You have this; it's a valuable meat you got in your hands. So the gera asher b'sherecha titnena, you can give it to a ger toshav. A ger toshav is mekabel to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and we therefore have a mitzvah to support him and allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. So good, so give him the veli. He's allowed to eat the veli. He's not mechuyev entire mitzvahs. Va'achala, and let him eat it. Oh, machar l'nachri. Or you could sell it to a nachri, so who's not a ger toshav, to an ovid kachavim. So ein li al ger b'nesina, ula ovid kachavim b'mechira. From the pasuk, I see that I can either give it as a gift to the ger toshav or sell it to an ovid kachavim. The ger b'mechira b'nayin. Am I allowed to sell it to a ger toshav? It will be at a discounted price. It's not going to be the same price as kosher meat. There's not as much of a market, obviously. But can I sell it to a ger toshav? How do I know I'm allowed to do that? Talmud Lomar. Titnena o machar. If you take just those words from the pasuk, titnena o machar, you could read it leger asher b'shrecha titnena o machar, that you could and leave out lenachri from the end of the pasuk. So lo v'chavim b'nesina minayin. How do I know that I'm also allowed to gift it to novid kochavim? So Tam Alam leave out the beginning part of the pasuk and read it titnena v'achala o machar lenachri, that you could give it or sell it lenachri to a nachri. So nimta ata omer. So it turns out echad ger v'achal novid kochavim. It turns out that you're allowed to sell it or give it to either of these parties, whether it be to a ger toshav or whether it be to an ovid chavim. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. However, Rabbi Yehuda omer dvarim kiksavan, that no, you have to do it exactly as the Torah says it. Leger b'nesina, lovid chavim b'mechira. You give it to a ger, you cannot sell it to him. You have to sell it to an ovid chavim. You cannot give it to him. So what do you see over here? Machlokas Tanaim. Are you allowed to gift the nevela to an Ovid Chavim? So is there an issue of Lositim Lahem Matnas Chinam? If you look at Tosos, Dibra Maskel Echad Ger Ve'echad Ovid Chavim Bein B'mechir Bein Mesina in the Shita of Rabbi Meir, so Tosos points out Hacha Mashmud L'Kul Yama Yikul Midrash Titnena U'machar Adela Elminei Va'ad Basrei Va'afil Rabbi Dol Palagal Mishum O. Meaning over here it sounds like if not for the word O, as we're about to see in the Gemara. I should have read a few more lines. If not for the word O in the middle of that pasuk, everyone would have agreed that both Mechira and Nesina are options for both a guy and a ger, and a ger toshav. We take the middle two phrases and we attach it both to the preceding phrase and to the concluding phrase. So says Tosafot, but I have a problem. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, we darshan the pasuk mipnei seva, takum vadarta pnei zakein, and the Gemara says we do not say takum vehadarta on both a seva and a zakein, meaning seva's at the beginning of the pasuk, zakein is at the end of the pasuk, and there are two things you do to the seva's, the elderly person, the zakein is the chacham, two different things you do, takum and ve'adarta, that it's a kima and a hidur, another show of respect, and yet we don't say that both takum and adarta are both on seva and on zakein. Why don't we use the same model that we're using here? So he says, yeshlam v'dahasam lo shaykh v'adarta gabe mipnei. He says, because the wording of the pasuk, mipnei seva takum, vadarta pnei zakein, so it doesn't make sense to say takum pnei zakein. Takum would only work on mipnei, and vadarta only works on pnei, not on mipnei. So that's the indication over there that the pasuk has to be divided. So there's a difficult calculus in figuring out when you divide psukim in changing the punctuation and putting words, associating words with the first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk. So anyway, so ask the Gemara Vayter, Shabir Kamar Rameir, didn't Rameir have a good point that the Torah seems to associate both Mechira and Nesina with both the Ger and with the Ovid Chavim? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lach, Rabbi Yehuda would tell you, no, Yisal Kadai Tukhidukam Rav Meir, if Rav Meir were correct, Lichtov Rachmana Titnena Vachlo Machar, it should have said Titnena Vachlo Machar. O Lamali, why does it have the word O? O must be Shmamina Lidvarm Kiksavim Da'asa, to divide it into two separate clauses, that you have two choices. Choice number one, give it to a Ger Toshav. Choice number two, sell it to an Ovid Chavim. Rav Meir, and Rav Meir says, no, I see the word O, but Ahula Akdume Nesina Deger Lemechira Dovid Chavim. That's just to tell you what the preference is, that it's preferable to give it to a Ger Toshav who you have a mitzvah to support, rather than to sell it to an Ovid Kochavim. Rabbi Yehuda would say, I agree to that, but that's obvious. Kivin Degera to Mitzvah L'Achiyoso, Kanani Yate Mitzvah L'Achiyoso, L'Haktim L'Sarach Kra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I should preferably give it to a ger. Of course, that's a mitzvah. So I don't need the O to come and teach me that preference. So Tosos in the Dibur Masech of Rav Meir raises a question. In Tomar, let's say I have something. I'm selling something in a store. So I have two customers. One is a Jew who doesn't have any money and is not willing to pay for anything. Let's say he has money. He just doesn't want to pay for anything. And the other is a non-Jew, so who's willing to pay full price. Do I have a requirement to give it to the Jew rather than sell it to the non-Jew? I'm not in the business of giving gifts. Why do I have to give it to the Jew? And say, there's no such halacha. And yet by a ger toshav, there's such a requirement? I have a piece of meat that has value, and I have to take that meat and give it to a ger toshav rather than to sell it to a guy? Why does that make any sense, Tosos says? So says Tosos, no, you don't have stam a piece of meat. You have nevela. It was mostly Jewish society. There were very few people that had any utility for nevela, so it was worth very little. Geri shava harbe kashar basar. Now for the ger toshav, it's worth as much as any other piece of meat because he has no restrictions. For the guy selling it, it's worth kimat nothing because there's such a small customer base for nevela. So in that situation, we're going to have such a requirement. So that's what Tosa suggests. Okay, says the Gemara further now. You're not supposed to give compliments. So says Gemara Misayele LeRav. This is a riot. Rav Dam Rav Asaladim Shiyomar Kamena Avodas Kochavim Zu. Person's not allowed to say how beautiful is this Avodas Kochavim. Is this idolater? Meisve Meisve. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shayal Gabi Malabara Bayis VeRavodas Kochavim Achas No Abiyoser. Rabbi Gamliel was once by the Harabayis and he saw the most beautiful Avodas Kochavim woman. Amar, and he said, "Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem, how glorious are your creations, Hashem! Look what you made, such a beautiful woman." V'af Rabbi Akiva ra'a eshes Tarnasrofes Harasha, and Rabbi Akiva saw the wife of Tarnasrofes Harasha, rak sachak ubacha. He spit, he laughed, and he cried. Rak shai, so Rabbi Akiva was very emotive, right? We find that his emotions come out a lot. So rak shai sabah mitipa srucha, that she came from a tipa srucha. So he spit to remind that even such beauty initially came from nothing more than a bodily fluid. Sachak da'asida demigayra v'nasavla. He laughed because he knew that in the future she was going to convert and he was going to marry her. And bacha, and he cried, da'ai shufa baliafra, that ultimately that beauty is not going to last forever, because beauty is fleeting. It's only as long as a person is living here on this earth, and ultimately they're going to be buried. So bottom line is, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel, were looking at and complimenting of the Kochavim on their extreme beauty. So says Rav Rav Oduyu the Kamode, Damar Mar Haro Brias Tavos Omer Baruch Shekacha Bara Ba'Olamo. No, he's just being Modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that they were complimenting the guy, they were complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is used by Poskim to discuss, Rav Sturmbach I think writes in his Tshuvas, and an earlier Poskim also, that when you want to compliment an Ovid Kochavim, so the best way to do it is by complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning you can say, oh, that Ovid Kochavim is such an exceptionally talented athlete. Or you could say, look at the talents that God had blessed that Ovid Kochavim with. And that makes all the difference. That if the compliment is geared toward the person as an individual, that would be a problem of L'Sita L'Mchein. If the compliment is geared toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a problem at all. Poskim also discuss whether you say the bracha of Baruch Shekacha Baruch Shekacha Baruch Ba'Olamo on an Ovid Kochavim. What's the message you get from this Gemara? Because it's interesting, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel saw this Ovid Kochavim, he said, "Ma rab ma'asecha Hashem." Rabbi Akiva, had a reaction. And the Gemara explains, oh, they did that because they're saying Baruch Shekacha Baruch Ba'Olamo. But did they actually say Baruch Shekacha Baruch Ba'Olamo? Are you supposed to make that bracha? There is a bracha you make on a beautiful person. Are you supposed to say that bracha on Ovid Kochavim? So some of the poskim have died from this Gemara that no, that you see that they dafka didn't do that. The Gemara is saying they were just saying something that's along that same theme, but the actual bracha is not recited on an Ovid Kochavim. So says Gemara, Lustakule Mishari. But wait a second, there's a more fundamental problem over here. What are they looking at women for? Are they allowed to be looking at the beauty of women? Pasuk says you have to guard yourself from kol davara, which means shelo yistakel adam biyishana v'afilu penuya, a person's not allowed to be mistakel at a beautiful woman, even if she's single. Be'eshes ish, a married woman, v'afilu mechueres, even if she's not so beautiful. V'lo bebigdei tzeva shalisha, because why even an ugly married woman? So probably pashtus is that when mayim geduvim yimtaku, so when it's more forbidden, a person will find attraction even when there's less attraction to find. V'lo b'bigdei tzeva shel isha, nor at the colorful clothing of a woman, the beautiful clothing of a woman. V'lo b'chamor, v'lo b'chamor, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'ofos, b'zman shen skakin zel lezeh, nor animals while they are mating. And even if you're full of eyes like the Malachamavis, so you need to see everything, so you're a very curious person, still, and what do we mean full of eyes like the Malachamavis? Because that's part of the way we understand the Malachamavis. V'shas p'tiraso shulchola, at the time that a person's going to die, omid me'al, the Malachamavis stands right above his head, v'charbo shulf b'yado, with a drawn sword, v'tipa shalmarat liyabo, and he has like a drip of poison that comes off of the edge of the sword. Kivan shechol roa, so when the chol sees him is dazea, he shudders, uposeach piv, and he opens his mouth, vizorka letoch piv, and that little poison goes into his mouth, mimena mace, and that's what kills him, mimena masriach, that's what decomposes his body, mimena panam marikos, and that's what changes his facial complexion. So says the Gemara, so bottom line is, how are they allowed to look? You're not allowed to be mahara, you're not allowed to look at the beauty. Karen Zavis Havayu, it was by accident. They were turning a corner, and the woman was turning the other corner. Oh, they were right there, so there was no avoiding it. So once they saw that beauty, they then channeled the compliment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos points out over here that this din, Nishmarta Mikol Davara, is a drasha gemura. It's a din da'oraisa, Nishmarta Mikol Davara. So Tosfos says, Nal nasmachta. He says, problem is, the pasuk in Yecheskel says, in the way the Gemara darshins in Chulin, V'nafshi lo mituma means, Shelo hirharti biyom basi de tuma b'layla. Yecheskel is saying that I've been exceptionally holy. How have I been exceptionally holy? I didn't have Yerhurim b'yom that brought me l'idei tuma b'layla. That's why, but what do you mean exceptionally holy? That's a requirement of every, that's a basic requirement. Nishmat mi kol davara. It's an absolute din. So says Tosfos, V'amri demi kol makom rabusi, masha yamatzal atzum mihir, masha yamkin b'shar adam denu nitzal mehem b'kol yom. Yeah, it's an absolute din. How many people are successful? Meaning, it's one thing to say that I believe that it's true, that I'm not supposed to have Yerhurim, but how many people could say about themselves that I never actually have Yerhurim? So that's a big maila, that Yecheskel is actually able to say that. So there's like a certain assumed level of failure in even recognizing the fact that this is an absolute requirement. So v'lo bigdei tseva shalisha, and not with bigdei tseva shalisha, says Gemara. Amra, you're not allowed to look at the bigdei tseva shalisha. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, afilu shtuchen al gabi kosel, even if the begadim are just hanging on a wall, they're not even on the person. Amr of Papa makir ba'alein, but that's only if you know the person that they belong to, so seeing that clothing will think of will cause you to think of that person wearing that clothing. Amr Rav Dekanami, and he says the proof is diktani v'lo bigdei tseva shalisha v'lo ktani bigdei tsevonim. It doesn't say you're not allowed to look at nice clothing. It says you're not allowed to look at nice clothing shel isha, which means that you know which isha. Shema minas, that seems to be a good raya. Amr Rav Chista, hani mili ba'atiki avu b'chadati lasalba. And that's only clothing that the woman's already worn, but if it's brand new clothing, then there's no issur. Di lo teima achi anan min manala shpuri heichi avin and hakam estakel. How do we give clothing to a tailor or to a cleaners or something like that, they're going to see this clothing. So how are they allowed to do? So it must be that if it's new clothing that they haven't seen the person wear, it's not a problem. So asking Marbo, wait a second, how do we ever mate animals together if you're not allowed to be mistakel at that? If you're a farmer, you need to make sure the animals mate. You need to grow your flock. How do you ever do that? Says Gemara, El Bavidetei Tarid. No, if you're busy doing your work, then we don't think it's going to cause hirhurim. That's a very important line, a very important heter. Gemara says, Hachidami Bavidetei Tarid. We say the same thing when it comes to giving the clothing to a tailor, that they're not enough time for hirhurim. They're too busy thinking about how to mend the clothing, how to work the clothing, and therefore it's not a raya about new clothing versus old clothing, it's just about avidite tarit. So how broadly we apply avidite tarit is a major issue. That's certainly the heter that we use for doctors to examine female patients. Why in the world would a doctor be allowed to examine a female patient, to see her in various states of undress and touch her? That's why in the world would that be permissible? Yichud. So we assume bavidite tarit, that there's a sense that he's doing his avoda, so, and during his work he's not going to have hirhurim. There's a discussion of Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, talks about if a girls' school is going on a trip and they want to sing on the bus. You know, typically children like to sing on the bus, or high school students, they want to sing on the bus. So, and there's a male bus driver, so do they have to worry about Kol Isha? Is the Svara of Ba'avidite Tarid a good enough Svara? So he's not so excited about that. He thinks that, he can do both. His Avodah is not the most complex Avodah, and that it's not appropriate. With a non-Jewish bus driver, they're all makel, because with a non-Jewish bus driver, he has no Isra of Kol Isha. A non-Jew has no issue to listen to Kol Isha, so that they're more makel. But with the Jewish bus driver, they thought that it's the Rosh Hashanah Zalman thought that it was not appropriate. But you have to figure out in each case when avidite tarid works. Amar mar, so we said that little piece of poison, that drip, is what kills a person. So says Amar, name of pligad avod shmol. This seems to be against avod shmol. Amar avod shmol, amar li malach hamaves. The malach hamaves once told me, he said, ilo dechayashna liyakra debriyasa have a prana base hashchita kebehema. If not for the fact that I'm choshish for kavod abrios, I would open up the neck and reveal the slit simanim after the person dies. So doesn't that give you the impression that he's doing a shechita? That the way the Malach HaMavs kills is by cutting the simanim, not by dropping a little bit of poison? So says Marvel, Dilma Hayi Tipa Mechat Kalu the simanim. Maybe that Tipa actually cuts the simanim, and that's why he would be able to show it. Mimenim Asriach, that's where the decomposition of the body comes from. Says Marvel, Mesaye Leil Rabbi Chanin Bar Kahana. Tam Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana, Amri Bei Rav, Harotz Shlo Yasriach Meso, Yavchenu Al Panav. If you want to avoid Hasrach HaSameis, you want to avoid that from happening, you flip him on his face, and that way it won't drip down to cause hashrachas panim. Tanu rabbanan, v'nishmartim mikol davar ra. We darshan from the pasuk v'nishmartim mikol davar ra, shlo yaharer adam bayom v'yavul de tumah b'layla. That a person shouldn't have yerhurim bayom that are going to lead to tumah at night. Mikan amr Pinchas ben Yair. And based on this, Pinchas ben Yair formulated the following process, that Torah mevil de zihirus, Torah brings a person to a sense of zihirus. Rashi says, "Kshaveira baliyado." What's zihirus? When an avera comes, when you have an opportunity for avera that arises, zayili shamer shlo yikashel. It means you're careful not to stumble and to do that avera. Zihirus mevil de zrizus. Zihirus brings a person to zrizus, to a sense of alacrity. Zrizus mevil de nikius. Zrizus brings a person to a sense of nikius. Rashi says, "Naki be'ein chait." It's in Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back of the Gemara says it also means clean, that a person should have a sense of cleanliness, not of stained clothing, and that the nikias doesn't only mean be'in chait, it means to, you know, clean. Nikias mivilu de precious, and nikias will bring a person to precious. Precious means that he stays away from certain things that are even mutter, from indulgences. Like, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to buy $1,000 sandwich in honor of the Super Bowl. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah, but a person with a certain sense, and not everything that's mutter is recommended, right, should realize that that level of precious a person should have, maybe even more precious than that. Precious mevila de tara. Precious could bring a person to tara, to a sense of tara, and tara mevila de. So here's the trick of the gears over here. Kedusha mevila de chasidus. Chasidus mevila de anava. Anava mevila de yerushchet. Yerushchet mevila de, and that's where we put in chasidus rather instead of kedusha. We swap chasidus and kedusha, and then chasidus mevila de ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevila de tchias hamesim. V'chasidus gedol mikulan. And of all these levels, chasidus is the greatest of all the levels. Shenemar, az dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha. Says Maro, pligad Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's against Rabbi Shimon Levi. Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi, anava gedol mikulan. The greatest of all the levels is anava. Shenemar, ruach Hashem Elokim, alai yan mashach Hashem osi alavasar anavim. Chasidim lo nemar ela anavim. Halamad shanav gedol mikulan. That the ultimate goal, the greatest level to achieve, that the Navi Yeshayahu talks about is mashachosi levaser anavim, to spread the word to anavim. So anava must be the greatest madrega. And that's why in many of the Muslim Sfarim they start with anivus, because anivus is the most critical for everything else to exist. Tosfos is a little bit bothered over here because it's Yerushalmi that says he points out that there's a medrash that says shlosh dvarim shkulim zekazeh yerushchet chachma and anava, that they're all equals with each other, and over here it says that anava is greater. So he says, no, what we mean by shkulim is that it's impossible to have one without the other two, yerushchet and well, the three yerushchet chachma and anava have to go hand in hand, but anava may be the most critical of them to achieve, and then it will likely lead one to the other two. Okay, we're going to stop there. Got to run to the bridge. We'll stop there. We'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.